You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
That was loud.
Oh, sorry.
I have to say that, like, in times of love and cholera, which is what I'm calling this, just times of love and cholera, I have a fucking theme song. Like, that's just cool. I mean, I know that I wrote it, so anybody could, like, Anthony Norman did too, but anybody could have one. Like, you just have to write it.
Are you a Family Guy fan?
No. I mean, watch comedy.
There was one episode where Peter Griffin was like, wanted to have a theme song everywhere he went. So we'd walk around. It was like, it was amazing. That's what reminded me. It reminded me of that.
Now listen, stop talking. You're a producer, okay? Ooh. Nobody wants to hear from you. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Josh Swallow's Broadway. Hi, we are back to live streaming our second event. I'm really excited about this. It's with Shoshana Bean and Megan Hilty. Woo-hoo! And this is my baby angel, best friend, producer. He's the best. He's in Brooklyn. We miss each other. He has kids that torment him, and I have cats that think I'm one of them now. Anyway, before we start, I just wanted to give like a huge shout out to our new Patreon supporters. Thank you. You're helping keep the show alive. You are helping me not go to the Actors Fund. So let me pull them up. Sarah, Bex, Meg, Lauren, Laura, Avery, Allie, Sarah, David, Shannon, Justin, Natala, Sam, you were our first one. It means so much. You have no idea. Thank you for believing in the show. Thank you for supporting us. And if you want to come on board, you'll get a lot of silly videos from me. We get to Skype and stuff. And that's just www.patreon.com/Josh Swallows Broadway. Yay! Now, is there anything else that we need to discuss, Alan?
You can plug your next one of these.
Oh, okay. Well, guess what's coming up on Wednesday night at 9:00? It's going to be incredible. We are going to have some members of the Broadway Company of Company. Lots of company. No one can see company. Because we're quarantined. Talk company right now. I'd be like, Bobby, I'm not coming over. Sorry, Bobby. Like, happy fucking birthday. What if company was all done on Zoom? That's sort of the new way of things.
It would be kind of like what Network did, right? Everything's just on the screen behind you.
I didn't see it because I can't afford it. But thanks for rubbing that in. Anyway, so without further ado, I want to bring in this woman has, like, changed my life over and over and over again. And the fact that, like, she was my, like, my alphabet, like, I got to watch her put in. I got to, what? She's one of my favorite people. She's a hero. She's a strong, incredible, beautiful soul. Ladies and gentlemen, Shoshana Bean.
Hi.
Hi, my friend.
Thank you for that very generous introduction.
Dude, you have no idea. I still remember the first time that I saw you. And you have to keep in mind, I pretended to not be a fangirl. Very, very hard. Like, it was the best acting I ever did. And, I remember watching you pull up to the hotel in Tempe.
Oh, my God. I thought I was there before you, but you were already in. I was there.
I was about to go into the show because I was closing out. Julia and Kendra were on their way out. Yes. And then we were all starting together in your hometown. Well, sort of your hometown.
Seattle, right? Do we go to Seattle first
or Portland?
Yeah.
The home of Beaverton.
Remember Tempe? You guys, for the record, Tempe was so hot that the equity law stated that we could not walk from our hotel to the venue, which wasn't even but a mile, right? But it was, the temperature was so high in mid to late August in Tempe that they were required to give us rental cars.
I mean, I had a shared rental car, but these bitches didn't tell me none of that. I walked to that theater for my put-in and it was 115 degrees.
They hazed you. That was
I carried bagels to that fucking put-in for people.
What a good Jew. That I know. Appropriate. We buy their love with food. Yes.
That's right. But I'm not going to eat anything. I'm not staying. I'm not having carbs, but you need
to. No, you, please, please.
You're dancing. Come on. You're dancing for me, honey, booby.
I'll binge later when I'm alone.
Exactly. When I'm alone and when no one can see.
The tears.
The tears. So I see Barbara on your body.
Naturally.
Where did you get that?
Coach came out with these, I think, in the, is it the winter or the spring collection? I don't know. J-Lo was wearing it. And if J-Lo's wearing Barbara, it's my best life. So. Stop
it. That's the best thing that's ever happened to me. I have the Coach Keith Haring bag, but I'm just like, it's everything to me. He's my hero.
Oh, wow. Good snag. Good snag. Because those things go. Like, you got to jump on it when it happens.
I know.
In the dish, you know?
Now, can I tell you when my obsession with you began? Sure. Is that awkward? It was Off-Broadway Godspell.
Oh, wow.
And it was the cast recording, the That's how I would, like, talk to people.
Oh, Seth Radetzky calls it the Foghorn Leghorn.
What?
The cartoon.
Okay.
I'll try and find a clip of it. Foghorn Leghorn. He's like a chicken.
It was heaven. It was very much like, you know, some people talk about finding Christ when they're in prison. And for me, when I was working three jobs, like, I found you. I found and I listen to it all the time. And hear me out. I'm not a Godspell fan. I've been in it a million times.
That's what he thinks the riff reminds him of.
Well, I'm sorry, but he's wrong. Sorry, Seth.
Okay, now I'm going to pull up audio of Foghorn Leghorn so you understand. How? Now that is a good producer.
Well done, Alan. Well done. Oh, just for that tonight, I'm not coming over, but I'm going to put on some sexy meundies.
Is he your boyfriend?
No, he's married with kids.
I'll find it.
We just,
or maybe
pretend.
Your fancy producer will.
You want the Foghorn Leghorn
I'm
noise?
Challenging you to find an appropriate audio clip of Foghorn Leghorn that will exemplify.
I say, I accept that challenge.
Okay.
See, he knows. That's why if it sounds like a stutter to him.
No, that's so stupid. It sounded like God to me. It was like, what's like, ah, ooh.
Sure,
and God, it was heaven. So when I watched you get out of that car, and you were so nice. The driver got out your luggage and then you shook his hand and looked him in the eye. I remember this because I was outside like in shock going like, oh my God. You have to keep in mind that
this
like,
at the hotel?
Yeah, it was right outside.
Oh, because I was like, we didn't have a driver to the theater.
No, it was right outside the hotel. And, you know, for me, like this was my first like big job. You know, I'd been doing regional stuff, but I'd never met people that I like admired from afar before. And to me, like I say this all the time, I was like, oh, that Shoshana, she looks like somebody that's on Broadway. You know, I bet she hasn't cried in 20 years, you know?
And now you know that people on Broadway cry all the time.
More than most.
More than anyone else.
I always like to say, tears before bedtime, dear.
Hang on, Meg's texting me. She's trying to download and it's not
trying
working.
Trying to get in, it's not working. Wait.
Are you using Chrome? Way to make an entrance.
I'm here.
Hi, baby.
It's you.
How are you?
I see you.
You're breaking up.
wish there was something watching me do that. Be entertained.
I'm sweating.
You know what? It still works, though. She's still brilliant.
She looks gorgeous. As frozen.
Okay.
Oh, there you are. Okay. Huh? Huh?
This is a shit show.
This is great.
This is embarrassing.
No, it isn't. It's perfect.
Out in Europe. I don't know what to do. Alan will help you. Alan's going to help you.
Alan, fix it.
Alan, do you want to see pictures of me and my me undies?
Can you move closer? Oh, she's gone. I hope she texts me. Okay.
Okay. Well, go find her.
All right.
Find her! Yeah, but you were so, both you and Megan were so rad and welcoming and loving and kind. I think it was right around your birthday. Didn't we eat at IHOP to celebrate or something like that? Or a Chili's?
Did we really? Oh, how awful.
It was
yeah,
Chili's.
Definitely was around my birthday, yeah.
Yeah, and I think we even went on a hike.
I remember the hike. Oh, my
yeah,
gosh.
That's very wow, LA.
Chunks of my life.
Yeah, I'm I'm not even a huge huggy person, but I mean, hikey, not huggy,
huggy. You're very huggy.
You know me, I'm fucking, I need it. Day 17, I would literally pay somebody's rent for a year to hug them for an hour.
Are you touch deprived?
Yeah, my cats are doing okay. I have to rub myself in treats for them to come over because they're a little sick of me.
But I hate cats. That's exactly why.
You don't hate them. You don't hate them.
All right, hate is a strong word.
Yeah, I just never laughed harder than watching, Luis. You and Luis.
Oh my gosh.
Were like the best comedic duo on earth.
I feel like it was Luis and Solis that were the best comedic duo.
They were, but in your dressing room, when you would get painted, the stuff that, I mean, that boy and you, like, I wish I could just like bring you guys together again.
I don't know, what kind of disaster. Oh my God. Oh my God. Not what I expected to happen. I was like,
greetings and salutations.
You're alive.
I am alive in Astoria.
Hello. Hi, baby.
How you doing?
Oh my God. It's like, this is your life.
Late night television.
Ooh, sexy.
Yeah, that's hot.
Here we are. Hi, everybody.
You are giving me a strong porn stash right now.
Listen, I grew it out for Men's Heritage Month in November, also known as Movember. and it just kind of stuck. And here I am with this new, you know, what are my new breakdowns? Are young Danny Trejo, which I'm like, okay.
Oh, ay, ay, ay. Which is a huge compliment and also...
I'm like
troubling all at the same time.
We're still here.
Wow. Well,
I didn't really know who he was outside of like the donuts and the tacos. So I'm like, well.
Now, ladies and gentlemen at home, this is Luis. He was in Wicked with us. He's one of the most incredible dancers, actors, performers,
producers,
everything.
All flashes.
He's a good man. I was about to call you a boy, but you're not a boy anymore. Boy chick, you're a man.
I don't even know what I am these days, to be honest with you. In this quarantine, like I had to shave it. Like I shaved like my beard today. Like I looked in the mirror and I was like, I put a hat on because I know that Shoshana doesn't like it when I have long hair. So between like
how long is it? Let me see it. Oh, I don't hate it.
I think it looks really good.
Listen,
the thing about Luis is like he looks hot no matter what. It doesn't really matter.
And fuck,
I was like getting ready to go prior to the apocalypse. I was getting ready to go to Divashan, the curl experts, to learn about.
Oh
curl
yes.
What kind of, you know, have somebody cut to my curl?
Sure.
And then I was gonna go. I think I was planning on going like the Friday, like 2 weeks ago, and you know they were like it's gonna be 175, and I was like, well, let me hold on for that because I don't know what's about to happen. And I, you know,
might end. I might need that $1.75.
I might, exactly.
Aren't you glad you saved it?
I mean, honestly, like, I've turned into like Ina Garten. I wake up every morning and have like,
woo! We're almost gonna work. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can.
Megan Hilton.
My God, this is my fucking nightmare. Download this. Open that. Put it in the application folder. Fuck you.
Hi.
And then go get your headphones. Then go get your headphones.
Yeah. Cheers, family.
Cheers. 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 Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh. We can swear, right? We're allowed to swear.
Girl, the name of the show is Just Swallow.
I have to go.
Oh, fuck that. No, you're staying with me.
It's late night.
Forever.
Hey, guys. Oh, my God. What's happening?
Luis just popped in real quick to say hi to Shoshi and hi to you. It's been a long time.
Where are you?
In Astoria.
Oh, shit. I used to live there. Me too.
Wait, are you really?
I used to live on 46th and Broadway.
I am at Ditmars right now, which I don't know where that is exactly. I've been back in New York since like January of last year, and I've like been recently introduced to Astoria, which is a whole new ball game for New York.
Yeah.
But honestly, like coming from LA, I'm like, oh wait, I can have an apartment with like skylights and like the ability to like grow a tomato if I want to, and you know, the subway's outside, so I can kind of pretend that I'm driving, you know?
Sure.
Yeah, the subway's just like having a car.
Just like having a car. Just until just that, like, you know. That.
Swear more.
Into your mouth, you're like, oh boy, back in New York.
We have a fan request from Jamie Dumont to swear more. Fuck yeah, Jamie. We're going to fucking swear. Fuck. I just made it sticky.
You don't have to tell you, me to swear more.
I'm all over it. I'm all over it. I'm fucking done.
Fuck. How are you doing?
I'm good, all things considered. I mean, like, I am now a full-time kindergarten teacher. You can see my daughter's artwork in the back. If I showed you the rest of the room, we're working on sight words and the ch word family. we're growing crystals for science. I mean, I'm a full-time teacher. Like I wake up in the morning and luckily her school has put together lessons and stuff for us to follow. And like, we have stuff, but now we're on spring break. So we have nothing. So I'm putting together a lesson plan for the next 2 weeks, just for like half days, just so that we don't devolve into like madness. I mean, yeah. And Ronan, we took this opportunity to potty train Ronan. So we transformed, we have a little tiny guest house and we transformed this into the classroom. And so me and Vi have been here all day, every day. And inside, it's literally been a shit show because Brian has been potty training Ronan and it's worked. He's like almost like Ronan is this big, but he's a surfer and he's given a really good fight, but Brian has won and now he's pissing and shitting in his own little teeny tiny. That's what my life is now.
Well, I've started reading Ruffalo and other stories to like my friends' kids and my nieces and nephews. If you ever need somebody to for free. Everything's for free now. Donate to the Actors Fund. Everything's for free, bitch. Oh my God. All of us in the same room together virtually.
I mean, it's been amazing. It was, I think the last time we were all in the same room was like Bush second term.
I remember.
I didn't know what you were talking about for a second. I was like, give me a minute to. And those were the good old days, guys. Those were the good old days.
I know. Those were the good old days. No, we were in Toronto. And was it
the matzo ball?
The matzo ball!
Oh my God. I'm forgetting chunks of my life.
I know. Yeah.
Very scary. But yes, I recall the matzo ball.
What I remember most is that song that I think Celeste and Chelsea wrote for you two, Your Goodbye, where it was like, because you're leaving, the show won't be any good.
It was such a special group of people. Like, that doesn't happen all the time. It was really,
that was special.
You know, you said something at the beginning before Megan Louise jumped on, which was you thought that we came in with so much love and openness and but like we walked into that. Like, we walked into a group of people who were like loving and open and funny and excited to have us there. And like, it was just a whole different vibe on the road that made me.
I mean, we brought a lot.
You brought a Louis Vuitton purse. You got like a red dress and a green dress that very first day. I remember the two of you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, who are these cats?
You can't get away with shit with Louise. You can't. Nothing dies with Louise. Nope. Nothing.
Nope. Thank goodness.
No, the night terrors come back at like 2:30 in the morning, and I'm like, who are these memories?
Thank God someone remembers, because I'm losing it.
Me too. I'm gonna bring back some photos.
Oh no.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Are you ready? Oh, Shoshana might be mad at me. Shoshana might be mad at me. She might be mad at me.
My hips don't lie. I want to do this. I'm trying to open it.
Yeah. It says my hips lie.
Right.
Remember when I tried to be a brunette for a year?
True Religion jeans. Let the record reflect.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry, everyone. I'm so sorry.
True Religion.
I died.
True Religion.
Alan says that if you want, you can text him the pics and he'll put them on the screen.
Oh God.
Oh really? Do we want that, Shoshana? Do we need that? Like,
it's fine. I can eat my heart out when I was 20 pounds thinner.
I mean, right? It's so, I'm looking at our stomachs like, oh my God. Do you know what's really sad? When I look at pictures like this, like at those girls, I look at me and I'm like, oh, you thought you were huge.
Yeah.
You thought you were like fat and disgusting and gross and like, you poor thing. You were adorable.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking. Yeah.
It's like, it makes me so sad that I spent so much of my life like feeling like that. You know what I mean? Anyway, just not to get too deep.
I'm with you. I'm totally with you.
But like,
I always look at those chunks and go like,
yeah.
When are you gonna get like you're wasting? Yeah. You're missing it because you're. It's sad. Yep. It's super sad.
I was always very big throughout my life, and that year I called it the year of the twink. I did Atkins. I lost all my weight very rapidly, like, but I couldn't see it. And then when we were on tour at that time, like, I remember, like, I just hated myself. I felt like I was so disgusting. I felt like I was so fat and gross and, like, the grossest buck. And, like, every picture, I was like, girl, stop sucking in your cheeks. You look beautiful. Why do you do this? And same thing.
I'll do that at that age, though. It's like, I look back at the, like, same thing, like, as everybody. It's like, I look back at those pictures and I'm like, what was I complaining about? Like, like nowadays, like my biggest concern is like, oh God, my hip, like I can't bend down too quickly because my knee's gonna go, or like, oh, there's my sciatic.
So, children who are listening, take heed. Don't miss it.
You're cute. All of a sudden, you're like, it's only gonna go downhill from here.
Or like the time to learn self love, and I do mean like learn and practice self love. Is now. And that's if you're young, if you're old. I started very late in life and I'm still learning, but practice self-love. Okay.
But that absolutely, because now I that makes me look at myself now going, don't waste any time now, because later you're gonna look back and say, you were great. Like, you're fine. So don't waste it at any time. You're fine. Everybody's fine.
Like, especially now that we're at home, there's so much pressure, I think, for people to like, well, why haven't you written an opera?
Oh, you God. Know, Listen, yeah. First week to today has been quite the journey. Like, I woke up that first Monday and I was like, all right, I'm going to sign up for a free course on, like, the study of Othello at Harvard. I'm going to write a screenplay. I'm going to cook my way through, like, you know, kind of like Julie and Julia. I'm going to do all of the stuff. I have done nothing.
And that's just fine.
And I am fine.
And that's just fine. You know what? Yeah, you know what? I think... I'm actually, I've like many people, I've gone through the myriad of emotions, you know, everybody has, and I've kind of right at this moment, and it could change, but at this moment, I'm actually, and bear with me for this, for a moment, I'm actually kind of grateful for this. I know it's scary. It's deeply scary. I have friends in the hospital right now. I'm not grateful for that. Like, don't get me wrong. But I am grateful that there is something that is forcing us to stop for a second. At least most of us are stopping. And really, I am now so deeply grateful for so many things that I took for granted before. We are living in I'm grateful for a lot of things that I just took for granted. That's all I'm gonna say. I'll stop waxing poetic. But
no, girl.
I'm grateful for this moment to stop. And I have, like, really given myself a break. My one job is to keep my kids still, like, having some kind of normalcy, you know, like, and I'm actually grateful for that too. The structure that forces me to have. I'm actually more tired than I've ever been. You know, people, I have been inundated with things like, make a video for this, make it this for that, make it this. And it's like, you don't understand that, like, I actually have zero time. And now when I'm done with my day, I just want to go to bed. And I want to be supportive of everyone, obviously. But I, like, these days are so different now. It's not... Why am I still talking? I'm just talking. Sorry.
No,
somebody else talk. I'm sorry.
It's beautiful, and we love you. And you know, you're very special. And we're all here, and we've all got you, and support you, and love you. And except Luis, you know.
I know. I feel it.
Yeah.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater. SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
On the opposite end of that, I was going to say, for the first time in my life, I'm actually caught up on sleep.
Isn't that great?
I guess. I'm like, I don't think I need to sleep today. I just, it's okay. My cats think I'm a cat. I told this to Shoshana. They literally think I've become one of them now. But speaking of the matzo ball, I know Luis has to leave us in a minute. Luis,
so where the hell are you going? Here? Yeah,
anywhere to be, Luis, unless you've taken on the job of a call boy.
Listen, if only, but I'm quarantined. Listen, Ina Garten, like I said, I've been watching a lot of her, and I have to figure out how she finishes Cocktail Hour with good ingredients.
Hashtag it's priorities. It's a thing.
It's the life that she has. Like, this entire 2 weeks, I've been watching her, and I'm like, this is what I want out of my life. Like, I want to, like, wake up in the morning and, like, go to my garden and get my herbs and then, like, make an ambrosia salad for lunch and then, like, cozy into, like, an afternoon cocktail with, like, vodka and Cointreau and, like, a shaker. And
oh my God,
I want to live in a catalog.
I'm going to Venmo you after this.
You had the space and time to stop running the race.
Yeah.
Like actually see what makes you happy and actually learn what matters to you. You know, I feel like the playing field has been leveled. There's no where to get to. There's no where to compete or there's no nothing to win or there's plenty to lose right now, but there's like nothing to win. That carrot that we chase kind of in circles, like it's gone.
Well, so now it's not important.
Yeah.
It's not as important as we thought.
Yeah. Yeah. When it comes down to like,
it's a different
your
thing,
family and your children continuing to evolve and grow and what like genuinely makes you happy. And when all those sort of distractions and things that you thought brought you pleasure are removed, it's just really incredible to find what actually lights your fire and that it's sort of like the source of joy is like, it's not without, it's, you know.
Yeah.
So I love hearing that, Luis. I'll come visit you in Italy.
Yeah, wait, fuck yeah.
When it reopens.
We love you, Luis.
I love you, Lulu. Good to see you.
Bye.
Love you, Luis.
Bye, baby.
Alan, pull up this picture of the matzo ball.
Oh, God.
I don't remember the matzo ball.
No, but Meg, that was the three Jews.
I don't think I was. Included.
I think you left town for something, or you might have gone back to the city. My mom was in town. My mom and my bubby were there, and they made a ton of latkes, and we did it at
in Toronto.
House? Yeah,
yeah, we did it at my house that I shared with Jonathan Ritter.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah,
Alan, that's enough with the picture.
I feel like either you didn't. How dare you?
It's my selfie.
I feel like you didn't come because you were like, I need my night off, or you might have left town.
I think you were out of town because I remember walking your dog.
Josh, you're going to make me cry. Oh, my God.
Why, it's Jennifer Waldman.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jen was our Nessa.
Wow, man.
None of you have. You're all so perfectly beautiful, wonderful baby.
Oh, Josh.
How are you?
I'm good. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
I totally forgot my headphone thingies, and my husband literally just like ran to get me his, and I can't connect them to this computer. So
no worries.
I can hear you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are you?
I'm in Massachusetts.
Is that where you live?
No, I live in the city, but we were supposed to go out of town for my daughter's spring break. And of course, all the flights were canceled. So we were like, well, let's go to my in-law's house in Massachusetts for 2 weeks, which is now going to turn into however long.
A long time,
it turns into. Yeah. School supposedly starts on Monday online, but we'll see how it goes.
Online, yeah. How old's your kid?
You guys, just take a breath. 10.
Oh, I was like, if she says 13, I'm falling over. I can take.
Don't rush me, Josh.
Josh.
Josh is gone.
10.
10.
Wow.
10 years old. Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy. Banana. I have not seen. I saw you, Josh, at the UArts showcase, but you ran out so fast I didn't get to see you.
No.
But I haven't seen Megan or Shoshana, and I literally don't know how long.
Too long.
It's been at least 10 years. So, I think.
Wow.
Wow.
Congrats on.
Am I the only one that's drinking?
For 10 years.
Oh, good. Okay. All right.
Are you kidding me in times of love and cholera?
Stop saying.
That's what this time is called. In times of love and cholera. No, even my mom's drinking right now. Like, she doesn't drink. And I was like, what are you doing today? And she's like, I'm going to the neighbors. We're going to socially distance and have wine. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, Evie. Go for it. Go for it. You know what one of my favorite memories was? Shoshana, your incredible mommy, threw us like a dinner or a barbecue or something at her house in Beaverton.
Oh, yeah. I mean, thank God someone remembers because I'm like, she did.
Yeah, oh, yes, she did.
I remember. Yeah, I remember.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she brought out your bat mitzvah album.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I don't have any pictures of it. I don't.
Thank God.
I have a couple of pictures from that, but I don't know that if they're in my phone.
From my bat mitzvah?
Yes. Yeah. I did some research before this, and
that would be some serious blackmail material because they're humiliating. Oh yeah, I was so emotional. So I fully had a meltdown during my speech. You know, you give the speech after you do your haftarah, you put the Torah away, and then you have to make a speech about what your haftarah was about. And you know, they really encouraged you to make them very personal. So I was talking about how, you know, about my. They always tell you to acknowledge like the grandparents who have passed on or whatever. And I just fell apart. And so I literally put my head on the freaking
pulpit on the bima
and just sobbed. And they were like, should we come? Like, no one can come to you. Like, eventually the cantor got up and was like, I don't. But I was so extra.
I wish you would have started singing a show tune. Like, what was a song back then that you would have loved?
You know, I mean, like, it would have been from Funny Girl. It would have been surprising. It would have been
just like, don't tell me not to love.
Sure. Yeah. On my own.
I love you, Safta. On my own.
Oh God, my mom will be so tickled that you remember that.
Oh God, I love your mom. I love her so much. She's just an angel. And Megan, your family too invited us. Oh, she's looking.
Yeah, we went to Meg's house too in Seattle.
Yeah, we went to my house, and my sister got so drunk and started like yelling at Sebastian in the hot tub.
What? I do not. Was I there? I don't remember this.
I don't know. But she was letting him have it over. Like,
for what?
I nobody knows. Like, even the people that were sitting there were like, what's happening? Wow. Yeah. Oh God. It was so great.
Remember that.
But here's another photo.
Oh yeah.
Of us when we swapped.
One.
We swapped Seattle. Our dresses.
Oh, you have to send that to Alan.
How do I send it? I just remember being so proud that like I could fit into Megan's dress.
I felt the same way about yours. I was like, I can't get into this.
This is amazing. Oh, I have one right here on my wall, Megs.
You do?
Oh shit. I unplugged again. Hold on.
Hi, Jen Waldman.
Wait, do I email this?
Oh.
Email or text. It's fine.
To Josh?
I lost my
To Alan. I'll give you his.
No. I'll figure it out. Don't worry.
Well, I've got one to send to Alan too.
Oh, we swapped wigs.
Oh yeah. My God!
I love that picture. Wasn't as exciting to me as
no,
fitting into her dress.
I love that picture though.
Did the three of you do it in New York together as well?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Weren't you there?
Yeah. It's so much of it blends together in my brain. It was a very long time ago.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. It hurts my feelings a little bit. Yeah.
I just wish that I had more like self-esteem back then or like more, you know, like that's just what I wish I could have really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel the same. We went back, you know, for the anniversary this fall. And they were like, come see the show, like take over our Instagram, you know. And I was like, see the show, huh?
I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I could.
I took Asmaret with me, who was, you know, in the Broadway cast with Megan and I. And we just like wept. And I think that was the saddest part to me is I'm like, young me had no idea what this was, what it would mean, what a gift I had been given. I had no idea how massive it was. From the inside, it just feels like you're doing your job. From the outside, it is such a massive thing. And again, the self-esteem of like just most of the time, I just felt like I didn't deserve it and shouldn't be there. So like I'm missing.
Oh, that was most of it. Yeah.
So it's sad. I wept again, sad for like, as Megan was saying, for a younger version of myself, like you poor thing. Like you, no one said like, this is awesome. Have fun. You're great. You deserve it. Just go give it. Give them hell.
They quite literally said the opposite.
You're terrible. What are you doing? 70 yeah. girls are waiting in line behind you.
Yeah. Disposable. Nobody said that, but like, no, that was the feeling for sure.
Yeah, no, you know, I used to say, show me on the doll where Wicked touched you. I know. Well, I still can't see the show. I've had a lot of friends go into it and I love them. And I'm like, I'll watch your bootlegs like on YouTube. I'll watch your moments. I love you, but I just can't go there yet.
I got to tell you, it was really healing though, you know?
Yeah.
It was really, really healing to be able to, like, you know, have it come up and feel it and forgive it and, you know, forgive myself. And
yeah.
And also, like, I feel like it, for me, it just felt like now that I know that for myself, because Megan and I have talked about this with a lot of different things in the business, being a woman, she's talked about it, about being a mother, you know, there's a lot of conversations that are off limits, that are taboo, that people are too proud or uncomfortable or scared to discuss. And it just made me think, like, this is one of those conversations, like any girl that puts on that makeup that is wants to have a conversation, like, I'm an open book. I'm here to support you. I'm here to empower you. Not just the green girls, but like any newcomer that gets thrust into a massive opportunity before they've like feel like they've earned it or before they have the tools to like take the slings and arrows that come with it. And right. So I think it was really important to be like, this has got to be an open conversation, you know,
yeah.
Because the damage is extensive.
Yeah. I always, as crazy as it was for us a bajillion years ago, I really like, I can't imagine what it's like to do it now when everybody's performance is online. It seems like a game to compare everybody and stuff yeah. like that. I don't think I could handle that. Like
no way.
I can barely handle social media right now. Like it hurts too much now. So I don't know that I could. I don't know what that would look like for me, because it's a whole different ballgame for the people that are doing it now.
Well, what was it like for the three of you back then? Because remember, Wicked was like the Hades town when we were doing it. Like it was
a hit.
Yeah, it was the thing.
Yeah.
But it was like there was a turning point that happened a little bit later where the entire world knew about it. Like there was a moment, I think right when I started was when YouTube was like a new thing. And mm-hmm. so the first thing was like I tried to manage what videos were going up. I would privately message all these unknown users and be like, this is against the law. Please take it down. These are not meant to be seen on camera. They are live experiences. And then I realized that was fruitless. But so it was just like, we didn't have really MySpace or Facebook or nothing had happened yet. So we had some anonymity to an extent. And then I feel like the tipping point came like a year or two later, like about the time you guys came to LA, about the then it
that's,
just like,
that's when it really, yeah.
So
yeah.
I was spared, not so much you potentially, but it, yeah, now it's just, it's all sort of,
I mean, yeah.
Continued. It's like, we can't get a break. It's like they're still posting videos from 14 years ago.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah. Wild. But also, I also can easily say, like, the reason I get to tour the world and go the places I do and do the gigs I do and teach is because of that show and the videos.
Sure, though, I do think that all of you would have had those opportunities without Wicked. It would have been something else. You three are some of the most powerful performers and artists and also caring women and people that I've ever met. And I learned so much from you in our time at that silly show. Mm-hmm. You know, like Shoshi, when I was like in love with everything and everyone and hated myself, and like you would be like Mama Hen in your dressing room, be like, what's going on? Like, you know, Megan, you kept me laughing all the time and you were always so welcoming and lovely. And Jen, my God, I just had no experience as an actor. Oh my God, we get to say the story. I was like, Jen could be like kikiing backstage and like having so much fun, and then sit in the chair, go on stage for the governor's mansion scene and nail it. Yeah. And meanwhile, like, I'm like trying to be Meisner and doing whatever I can, like hiding under bushes to like get to Buck. Gosh. You know, I wanted so bad to be good. And finally, yes. I was like, Jen, how do you do it? How do you just laugh and then go out there and do it? She went, just do the scene, layman. And that's when I started rolling around on stage. You know, like,
it was one particular self-conscious moment where you were like, I don't think they like me today. They're not laughing at my jokes. I don't think they like me. I don't know what I'm going to do. And I was just like, do the scene, layman.
Just Elaine Stritch. Just do the damn scene.
Just do the scene, layman.
Yes! Oh, I love this. That is
one of my favorite photos of all time.
Oh, dear.
I
love it.
Oh, Jen.
Oh, my gosh.
I have memories, but I feel like they're not appropriate for a live stream. And I don't I can't put anyone in that position.
Yes, you can. No. Put me in that position.
Who would you be putting in a position?
You and I together. Yeah.
Oh.
Can you give me a hint? Patrick Moosney. The stagehand who made the cookies.
Oh, yeah. I think that's okay, right?
I don't know. I want you to be comfortable.
I never got any cookies.
Why would you say that?
You have to ask nicely.
May I tell the story of what matinees sometimes looked like?
But I didn't do them before matinees.
No. We did them on like a Saturday night.
Oh, a Saturday night. Right.
After the show. So Patrick.
I think we've basically told the story. Yeah.
I said it by name. I shouldn't. Now I've screwed everything.
Yeah, but
there was a guy who made magic cookies on the road.
Shall remain nameless.
And we would, you know, it felt like safe to do on a Saturday night post two shows, knowing we had one on Sunday and then a day off. But there was something about his cookies that like they'd come back and get you the next day.
Yeah, they so, lingered. Like, yeah,
we would eat on Saturday night, and then we would be in the middle of Popular, and I'd look at her and I'd be like, oh God, I'm feeling it again. And she was like, me too.
And then I'd be like, is my mic on? It's me. I said it all in my out loud voice.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
That's my favorite memory of like Toronto. It was just
that was fun. It was cold.
Oh, it was freezing.
And awful. I got my puppies there.
I remember.
My Canadian puppies. Yes.
I babysat them crate. When I had strep throat.
Right. Yeah.
You had to like go to America for something. I forget what.
She was always going to America. She missed the matzo ball. She strep throat.
She's I'm a very monster. Important. I gotta go to America.
She had to go to America.
I had to go to America.
I had a similar experience. I think it was our first week in Canada, and for whatever reason, we did have two shows that Sunday, and the rest of the run, it was just one show on Sunday because I went home after the matinee thinking that we were done, and I got high as fuck. And then Rolando like called me, he was like, hey boo, you almost here? And I was like, I'm at my home, girl. What's going on? He was like, oh, well, you need to get here for the show. And I was like, yeah, of course I do. I'll be right there. And I was high as fuck, but I forgot my contacts at home.
Oh my God.
And I did the show blind
and
high as fuck. And it's wicked, and things are moving, and lights are everything, and are gargoyles, and witches, and geeks, and you know, it's wicked, and it was absolutely terrifying.
The Emerald City Gargoyles.
I don't remember a gargoyle, but sure.
There's a song where the Emerald Gargoyles, we don't like witches.
Are you high now?
No. I shouldn't be.
You did that. Did we know that you were high and blind?
No, because I thought that I would get fired. I was so scared. I probably avoided everybody and like hid in the bathroom in my dressing room.
So paranoid. Oh,
you know, Jen Pultman can't know. She can't know.
She'd say, you know what she'd say? just do the same. Do the same.
That's an incredible memory, Josh. I'm blown away with all these details.
Oh, gosh, it was such a thrilling time in my life. At least that part for me, you know, was very incredible.
Toronto specifically.
Toronto was fun. When we went to the Radio City Anti-Hanukkah Spectacular.
Yes, they hate Jews there.
They hated Jews.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. It was the Radio City show with the Rockettes, but in Toronto and Nazis. I'm just kidding. They didn't have Nazis in the show. But I remember taking pictures with you outside the theater being like...
We were like, we're at a Christmas show. We don't know why.
Yeah, it's awful. Jen, when did you get so passionate about teaching? Because Jen Waldman Studios is literally the place that I send everybody.
Well, that's so nice. Thank you for that.
Well, thank you for creating a company that really is about nurturing artists and creating a community, because I really believe we are not each other's fucking competition. We are each other's community. Mm-hmm. And that is important because we picked a very difficult career. No matter where you get to, it's going to be difficult.
Yeah. Well, honestly, it was the year that I was on tour with you, 2006.
Wow.
Yeah, because prior to that, when I was doing Wicked in New York, I was really moonlighting. I was teaching during the days and then doing the show and then teaching on Mondays too. And once we were on the road, I was flying back to New York almost every day off to teach. And eventually it was like, wow, okay, I have to make a decision because both of these things take equal amounts of attention. And yeah, so after Wicked, I made the leap.
Wow.
Wow. That's very cool.
It's really neat. You have one of the biggest acting studios, I think, in the city.
It's pretty crazy. We had people in 26 or 27 Broadway shows last year. I mean, just...
Whoa!
Yeah.
Well, it's not crazy. It's you. You have a heart and you have a passion and, you know, it's really special and I'm really proud of you, Nessa.
Oh, thanks, Bach.
Totally. It sucks that you turned me into silver, bitch. I was still digging silver out of my fucking ears for 3 months after I was done.
I believe it.
I think there's still glitter all over my house here in Los Angeles. 15 years ago.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know. We started 15 years ago, right?
Something. Yeah. Shoshi and Meg, when did you two meet each other?
I remember.
I think I remember a different point because I remember watching you walk into the theater and you were fabulous. You had glasses and dress and heels and bag and on the phone that was bedazzled and you were walking in the stage door and I was standing outside the stage door going, I think that's my new teammate. I think that's her.
Just that's faking it till she makes it.
I was like, yeah, I think that's her. Yeah.
There she is.
There she is. Babies. We had no fun at all.
No fun at all.
Wow. I remember sitting on the back step at the top of the stairs at the Gershwin in the very back of the theater by the sound booth, watching the show, because I feel like I had just started and you were already there. You had already started rehearsals before me. Yes. For Standing By.
Yeah. Cause so me and Eden were there for a little while together before she left. Yeah.
So we both started as standbys and she had started before me and we hadn't rehearsed together yet, but I was watching the show from the back of the house and she came, I feel like you came up behind me or you came and you were like,
ah!
Yeah, and it was just...
And everybody's like, shh, there's a show going on.
We had a full kiki. Adina stopped the show and was like...
And I was like, it's cool. I'm part of the show.
Yeah, we're
not just the moment, but it will be. It's fine.
Her smile and her energy, it was just infectious. She completely disarms and you fall in love right away. And that's what it was.
Yeah.
Aw, you guys... Oh, man. That's it was crazy. It was so long ago.
Yeah, it's nuts how much life has changed since then.
Well, literally right now.
Well, yes, right yeah. now in yeah. times of love and cholera.
Oh, cholera.
Shoshana, will you please write a song called In Times of Love and Cholera for me?
Yes.
And can we make it a duet for the Actors Fund?
Yes. And these four people will be the only ones to download it.
And can we add in a once again? Ah, ooh.
Yeah.
Great. Great. That makes
now
me
what I say, what's the big idea bashing me on the noggin with a rolling pin?
That Asshole. Does not sound like that riff.
It's no. like a stuttering, what I say, you know what I mean? Like, it's like a, he's referencing like the stuttering of it.
Nope, it's once again, I have a Patreon.
Is there another surprise guest?
No.
Oh, I was just waiting for like.
No.
I know, I really wanted bunch. To, yeah. you know, it's hard because it's an hour show, but a fan of your Shoshana, Sean Stevens, wants to know if anything inspired your final riff in Defying Gravity in your last show.
I think it was like, they can't yell at me anymore because I'm leaving.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it was.
So I'm going to, and it's horrible. Like, people love to tag me in it. Like, I want to hear it. And it's so bad. Like, I would never, as a musician today, be like, that was a great choice.
Oh.
But it, for me, was like, I don't know. There was also just like so much emotion that last day and so much energy, like, you know, happy to be done, sad to be done, like triumph and pride for what we've accomplished. And like, if I never sing Defying Gravity again, for all the being under the thumb of like, stop riffing, stop alternate noting, stop. I was like, I'm taking the lid off.
Yeah.
And 2 years worth of riffs came out in freaking 30 seconds.
My last show, and I did get permission to do it, but it was so ridiculous. I was like, let's dance. Let's dance. And the stage manager, Amy, she was, I think, dating or married to the conductor, Boko. And I got off stage. She was like, burr! And I was like, your husband gave me permission.
Now what, Amy? Amy
Happy trails, Boko. Amy. Happy trails, Amy. Have fun in Schenectady, Amy.
Oh.
No, I just love you, Amy. But that was what I did.
God. Oh, my gosh. Amy made the most delicious Thanksgiving dinner I've ever had in my life. And every year I think about her stuffing. So Amy, if you're listening, that's
send stuffing.
On.
Send stuffing.
Send me stuffing, please.
Wow. You guys' memories, jeez.
I have a funny story, unless you, the funny memory. So I kept getting this note at the beginning of the show, right before Shoshana's entrance. You know, she runs downstage and I'm supposed to go and then like look at her. They said it looked like I was presenting her too much. So they wanted me to wait until I saw her in my peripheral vision, like a green something in my peripheral, and then go, oh, you know, instead of like, because it just looked so I was, and I kept thinking that I was doing that correctly, but I kept getting that note. So I was like, okay, I'm just really gonna wait until I see her, like, really. And that night, all I saw was a green flash go by, and I was like, wait, is she there? I don't see her. I don't see her in my peripheral. So should I look at her? I don't want to like fuck this up again. But it, by that time, you know, it's already too late. So I just looked and she wasn't there. But I knew that I'd seen her, like, go. I look around and I look in the pit where Shoshana is standing on the net that is only meant to catch props to protect the musicians in the pit. But Shoshana's standing there just looking up. She puts her hand up. And I think I gave you my wand.
I feel like it was your hand.
I feel like
you initiated it. I feel like I was like, I didn't know what to do. And you were like,
got her.
In character, by the way, Megan did not break character or let on that anything could potentially be wrong at all. She just walked downstage, with her eyes big.
And then I went.
Instead of.
I hope you got a note that night that was like, it still looks like a little creepy presenting.
I will even never forget that. That was so hilarious.
Life, you still
can you still like it looks like you're presenting. Yeah, remember when you ran into the pit?
Yeah, I can't. No one will let me live it down. Yes,
that's terrifying.
Keep in mind, like, this was not any pit or stage. The stage is what?
It's
30% rake?
Yeah,
20%?
It's big hill, yeah.
So too much momentum. Like, just, I was that excited to get on stage.
Well, I feel like they had been giving you a lot of notes, too, to really have that energy and really, like, so between the two of us getting noted to fucking death, you're in the pit and I'm...
Should I save her?
I don't know. What do I do?
You saved it. You saved it.
Was the audience like, oh shit, or were they like,
nobody noticed anything?
They're like,
Leslie, I have friends there. Yeah.
Leslie Odom Jr. and Griffin. Was Griffin there too?
Yes.
Two fine actors were in the audience that night, friends of Megan's who went to Carnegie Mellon, professionally trained, you know.
They didn't know.
They had
anything.
No idea. They thought it was part of it. Like, yeah. She was so excited to get to college.
That she ran into the pit? Like, that
they bought it. We sold it, Megan. We sold ice to Eskimos.
It was this moment.
Yeah.
It was that sold it.
Did you think you fished me out with your wand?
I couldn't remember if I gave him my wand or if I gave him, because you were really far down.
Yeah, it was terrifying.
It was really far down. So I can't remember if I leaned over and like, or just gave you a.
I feel like it was your hand.
Some wand action.
I was always afraid that I was going to kill Nessa in the fucking wheelchair. Like, I was just going to like ruin her life.
That thing was hard to manage.
Yes.
What? Yeah. I just don't understand like the initial design for most of the stuff. Like
most of it.
I'm sorry. That second.
We're all going to get a call from David Stone.
They had to give me multiple pillows because I'm a tiny person. I'm very short. I could not reach the wheels. So I had like multiple pillows behind me. It was ridiculous.
Ugh. Yeah.
I always got the note every day. It was like, just remember, you're in love with Glinda. And I was like,
got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I've written that down 8,000 fucking times, but thanks, genius.
literally his entire plot line.
Yeah.
I know. He's Shen with act two, you know?
Yeah, I'm Shen with act two.
Shen is Glinda.
Wicked humor. Right. Yeah.
Friends, I love you all so much. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. And please know that you are so loved. You are so important. Stay home.
Please.
Relax. You don't have to do shit. Literally, whatever the voices in your head are saying, you don't have to do shit. If you work out, good for you. If you don't work out, good for you. Like, who fucking cares? I love you guys. And you three, thank you for being three incredible role models in my life, three incredible friends. And I just love the fuck out of you.
I love you, Joshy. I love you guys. This was awesome.
Cool. All right. Well, we'll see you on Wednesday at 9 p.m. with some of the cast of Company. Okay. Ooh. Josh Swallows Broadway is produced by Alan Seals, Dori Berenstein, and myself, Josh Lehman, with associate producer Elizabeth Wheelis. And special thanks to our Patreon producers, David Rimmer and Josh Harris. You can join them. All you have to do is go to patreon.com/Josh Swallows Broadway. Leave a rating. Leave a review. I read them. This is how I continue living. Help me live. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for keeping Broadway alive. And swallow you soon.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps.
A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Suffs celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suffs has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at SuffsMusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.